Establishment media report on children being shot during crime search as Democrats defund police. By Wendell Hasebo on June 30, 2021. The establishment media have begun reporting on violent crime surging in America's streets as Democrats push to defund police departments nationwide. The Republican National Committee's War Room tweeted a video of CBS News reporting on the surge in North Carolina, where children are not being spared. A 9-year-old girl was killed and 7 and 10-year-old boys were wounded in suspected drive-by shootings just blocks apart, the video reported. CBS News acknowledges police officers are first to respond in Oakland, California, where law enforcement is racing from one violent incident to another. The video continues by showing clips of police overwhelmed by the crime surge. A city of 425,065 homicides this year, the CBS reporter says to a police officer. How do you explain that? It's clear violence is an epidemic in this community, the officer responded. It's clear people, criminals, have access to firearms and they're overly willing to use them. The video concludes by noting police departments across the country are having difficulty recruiting and retaining officers to the force. It is increasingly a challenge, the reporter said. The National Fraternal Order of Police, FOP, has recorded that violent crime has surged up to 23% in 2021. For instance, homicides increases are up 58% in Democrat-run Atlanta, 533% in Democrat-run Portland, and 37% in Democrat-run Philadelphia. Shooting are up 54% in Democrat-run New York City, 51% in Democrat-run Los Angeles, and 18% in Democrat-run Chicago. The surge in Democrat cities comes as Democrats are pushing to defund police. Breitbart News previously reported on defund police rhetoric emanating from the Democrat Party. President Joe Biden said he supported reallocating police resources during his campaign. Vice President Kamala Harris said, "I applaud Eric Garcetti for defunding the Los Angeles police," and said, "We have to reimagine public safety while discussing lowering the police presence in communities." Biden's Associate Attorney General Vinita Gupta said officials must heed calls to decrease police budgets in the scope, role, and responsibility of police in our lives. As Boston Mayor, Biden's Secretary of Labor Marty Walsh proposed a budget to divert funding from law enforcement. Biden's Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark wrote an op-ed for Newsweek in 2020 supporting efforts to defund the police. Representative Val Demings, DEL, called the Minneapolis City Council very thoughtful for voting to dismantle the police. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and fellow House Democrats refused to criticize the Minneapolis City Council for defunding the police. Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, told protesters to get more confrontational with police. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, called for dismantling the Minneapolis Police Department. Representative Corey Bush, DMO, called for defunding police as a congresswoman-elect. A Democratic National Convention panelist advocated for defunding the police. A Minneapolis City Council member defended defunding the police, but said she didn't have all the answers on who would respond to violent crime. House Majority Whip James Clyburn, DSC, compared federal law enforcement to the Nazi Gestapo. He later ignored looting and arson in D.C., claiming the only violence he saw in D.C. was from police. Democrat Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison said he doesn't want police officers to respond to rape. Former Representative Joe Kennedy III, DMA, said he supported Maxine Waters' call to confront the police.